Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sure, sure, heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Jerry Humphreys, he's in the house. He's a UK spirit psychic medium. He's the CEO of PsychicInsightMagazine.com that I am a columnist for, so of course I love it, and it's a great magazine. He's also a hypnotherapist. He's a Reiki master. He does animal totems. He's a pet communicator. When they made this guy, they broke the mold because he does everything. And I mean everything well. So I'm really excited he's here. But I just want to make a few announcements before I actually start with Jerry. And that is, today is December 1st. Hi, it's holiday time. Whatever holiday you celebrate, it's somewhere in December. So I know Hanukkah starts this Sunday, and it's December 6th because it's my holiday, and then there's Christmas at the end of the month, and then I think Kwanzaa and everything else that people celebrate follow that. So what a great, and I always felt like the winter holidays are, you know, the winter holidays. So even though I'm in Florida, and I can tell you right now, I love the winter holidays. I love candy canes. I love snowmen. I love Santa Claus. I like trees and decorations. And I always say that these are winter holidays, and they're really just about people coming together, having good cheer, having parties, just meeting of the minds. And I don't care what religion or race you are or whatever you are, the winter holidays are so commercial and so widespread all over the world that I just love, doesn't matter what religion anybody is, I just love, I call them the winter holidays. It's Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's is wrapped up into that and everything else. So on December 14th is my last show for the holidays. And I'll be gone till about the middle of January. So I'm hoping everybody tunes in until I'm actually on hiatus. And I am so excited to bring the subject to you. So, Jerry, are you in the house?
I'm in the house. Hello, everybody. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Jerry. I'm so excited because I think you and I talked about what we were going to do for everybody for the winter holidays. And I know that you have an offer. We might want to talk about it at the end. But, Jerry, because I've started a new way to do things, we're going to do all of the accolades and where people can get a hold of you at the end of the show. And that way, when people listen, they'll know how to get a hold of you, and we can start our conversations early because this is really important, I think, for the holidays. But is there anything before we start our conversation that you want to tell the people out there?
If anyone's been finding life a little bit stodgy, like wading through treacle recently, although we're not in a retrograde period until the 6th of January next year, which is when Mercury first goes into retrograde on the 6th, which means it's in Capricorn, there's 4 retrogrades next year. It will feel as if we're already in it, and this will last until probably the 25th of this month, because for some reason that we don't seem to have escaped the last full moon, and with the next full moon, or the last full moon of the year on the 25th of December, it actually, a lot of people, I've spoken to a lot of people over the past few days, have said, what on earth's going on? And unfortunately, we're going to have this energy with us until the end of December. Then we have about a week to 10 days respite, and then it starts all over again. Isn't that fun?
Well, listen, you know me, we couldn't even get on the show last week. So, and I've been having all kinds of issues technically, and I think we talked about that. I mean, the retrograde or the full moon or whatever this is started awful early. I'm just hoping, you know, maybe, Jerry, for everyone, that means that there's going to be much more closeness to home. Things won't be so technical, everybody's going to have to get over it, and their phones don't work, computers don't work, cars don't take them anywhere. And, you know, maybe they're just supposed to have like a happy at home.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I feel that obviously coming up to holiday season, holiday period, and with Christmas, etc., a lot of people will travel to go meet friends, family, whatever, but travel plans should be reasonably okay. Here in the UK, we have been told to expect really bad weather, although I don't actually feel that we'll get any bad weather. The rest of Mother Earth, though, to me, it just feels like go with the flow. You know, it's just
it's just one
of those times at the moment when if something doesn't work the first time, step back and leave it, and try and do whatever it is that needs to be done at another time. You know, this is really
next
about
year.
Being an intuitive, possibly, but this is really about being an intuitive person at the moment and trying to put the human frustrations to one side, because everything just seems to be turning upside down, and it's most odd. But as I said, we'll get through it. We always do.
Oh, we will, because I'll be knocking on your door screaming at you, Jay, what's going on? But besides that, and we've got you've got the magazine coming out, I think, this month, too.
It's already out. It was launched this morning. And it was, apart from my a dear friend of mine, John, who he's another one, had internet connection problems, bless him. So his article, the last article went in this afternoon, so I did a fresh upload to the internet, but the new magazine is already out.
Oh, well, you need to send it to me, because remember, for some reason, I can't get it, so you got to send it in my email, because I'm never going to get it, and I want it so badly, because I know there's surprises in there. So everyone, and I was going to save this for the end, but since it's out today, I'm so excited. December 1st, PsychicInsightMagazine.com, the fourth edition. And the number four is important, because the four means stability, it's four legs, it's earthbound. I love that it came out in the number four. For some reason, fours follow my family. So I love that it's December and it's the fourth edition. Right, Jerry? It's the fourth edition, right?
And I would encourage everybody to particularly read the article where there's a special guest interview, because you might find that interesting, people. It's quite an intriguing one this time.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to give away the secret, but I can't wait. I'm like a little kid at Hanukkah, Christmas, or Kwanzaa. I can't wait to see this. So I'm so excited that you're here on the day that magazine launched. But I do want to start talking about something before everybody goes, what are we doing here? One is, and I think it's important because we're going into the holiday season, and we'll talk about the magazine because I do want to talk about that at the end. But we all have family, friends, pets, I hope. And most of us have one or the other or all of them or both or different combinations of each. But, you know, in the holidays, it's really for people who walk around and see this big, happy family, happy this, happy that. Some people don't have that. So what they have, and they came here for them, are soul pets. And I've been asked a million times, Jerry, and you're my go-to pet communicator, there's several questions I want to ask. But one of the big things is, where do pets go? Why do they come down with us? And how are some people, cat people, dog people, bird people? Like I've got an example, and then I'll let you talk. But my daughter, and you talked to her, her ex date wanted to get an iguana. Okay, and she laughed and she said, "Who would get an iguana? Like what does that give you?" So I know that you have the answers to all of our questions and more, and I'm going to let you start now.
Where do you want me to start? It's like, let's write a book.
well, you know, that's why any
living sentient being that's on Mother Earth, when that living sentient being comes to the end of its timeline, its spirit will lift up and rise back up into the world of spirit again. Connecting with spirit animals is no different from connecting with spirit people, in quotes.
Well, do you think they're the same spirits, though, Jerry? I mean, like an iguana, if they go back to spirit, do they actually not have the imprint of an iguana? They could come back as a cat the next time, or a human?
Absolutely, yeah. It depends on what the purpose is for why that soul energy would wish to come back. You know, it is not unheard of for men to come back as women to come back as men.
Don't you tell me that. I don't want to come back as a man. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
No, I think you'll probably come back as yourself.
I'd love that. Many times over.
It depends on what the purpose is. You know, this is a very wide open topic, because it depends on what your belief system is. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we could come back for a purpose, but that purpose doesn't necessarily have to be human.
That is so interesting. So you don't feel that, like, some people say, well, pets go to pet heaven and humans go to human heaven.
No. Not in my view, no.
So what you feel like is when a pet comes down, they could have been your father from the last life that's come to give you unconditional love through a pet?
Absolutely.
I love that. And how do you feel, like, do we pick pets or do they pick us or, you know?
Oh, no. When human beings connect with animals, it's because they choose us. Despite the fact that we might go into, say, I don't know, like an animal shelter or whatever, and go, oh, isn't that little soul really cute? That energy's already chosen to connect with us, because animals connect with us for a purpose. And the majority, in my opinion, of the purposes are that they bring something into our lives. They help us to heal. They take on a lot from us. They don't just bring us joy, they share everything with us. You know, animals are pure emotion, so they just come with that unconditional love. So, you know, if you're missing that in your life, then an animal of any description, you know, whether it's a fish, a bird, a mammal, doesn't matter, it can bring us whatever it is we are missing. So even if it's an iguana, why not? Absolutely.
I mean, come on, an iguana, Jerry. I mean, I had a laugh, and thank goodness they're not dating anymore. But the thing is, an iguana, you want an iguana? And what is that going to give you, like, at night? That's what I, you know, and I don't make fun of iguanas. I think they're just beautiful, anything like that. But when somebody says, oh, I have to get an iguana, what, you know, like, I need a pet, you think of a cat or a dog or even a ferret or, I don't know, a hamster, who knows, something that you can hold. But an iguana, I mean, you can't sleep with an iguana. So it's, I guess, because I think you'd roll over on it, might kill it, and you can't really pet it. It has no fur. So you wonder, what do you think?
Oh, you make me laugh. Oh, dear, dear. The point is, how do you know whether or not that is a connection you've had in a past life that maybe where the iguana is native to?
Oh, I never thought of that. No. Well, listen, you smarty pants. Of course I didn't. That's why I have you. But no, that's a great, I mean, Jerry, I didn't even think of that. Can you reiterate that? Because I want people to hear. Like, people get these exotic pets and you think to themselves, what? So please say that again, because now I get it.
You might walk into a zoo and go, oh, I just love those elephants, or I love that tiger, or I love that iguana. And people might go, what? Well, as I said, that could be because in a past life you've been connected with the energy of the place that was native to the animal. So you might have had a past life in India, Africa, Asia. It doesn't, you know, wherever the animal comes from, that's possibly where you've had a link to. That's my feeling on it.
Well, that is so interesting because, like, I really resonate with elephants and zebras. And I really like alpacas, but I don't have them, of course, in my home. But, you know, so now I get it. But there's another question people ask, and I'm just so excited to ask you these two questions because I wonder them too. You know, you never see birds die. Like you don't see bluebirds laying on the ground. You don't see cardinals laying and just die. Like, you don't see them sitting in the tree and just, okay, my time's up, boom. So where do the birds go?
Well, it's the same as with elephants, because it is believed that when elephants go to die, they go to something called the elephant's graveyard, and that they will take the trek to this one special place on Mother Earth, and this is particularly in Africa I'm talking about now, and it's a place where supposedly elephants go to die. The thing is with birds, you see, if a bird dies, and let's say that it dies of natural causes, I would say that other predators might go, oh, you know, that's something for me to eat. So it gets, your pardon for saying this, it gets slightly recycled. But the spirit, as soon as the bird passes away, the spirit will transcend. But the what is left behind, it could fall down into trees or into undergrowth where you don't see it. It could be when birds a lot of birds, when they migrate, a lot of them don't actually make it to where they're migrating to, particularly if it's across water. And a lot of them will fall into the ocean, so then their bodies will get washed away. It depends. There's a huge, you know, it's a big subject, Bonnie, but, you know, you're not going to see birds falling out of the sky and landing at your feet.
I know. Well, that's what we always wondered.
But having said that, where I live and out in my back garden, because it backs onto woods and woodland, there is a mass, well, in the spring and summer there are, but even during the winter, there are a lot of birds still flying around. But some of them actually will come into the garden, and if they're meant to pass away, they pass away, because then they will get laid to rest properly. You know, so there's a corner of the garden that's like a little bird cemetery.
Oh my goodness gracious, that's really interesting. Because I have all these trees outside with a lot of birds, and I never see any of them dead. The other question, and then we're going to get to the phone line. So I know you're all waiting. So Candy actually asked this, and I guess doesn't really resonate with me, because I don't care for them anyway. It's not that I don't care for them. I mean, I one crawled up my leg, and then I carried it. And then I said, oh, God, this is going to die. I can't do it. And I put it out. And then I figured if it ran after me again, I would bring it back, but it didn't. Where do squirrels? The same thing with squirrels. You don't see dead squirrels unless they get hit by a car. You don't see dead squirrels in the middle of this. And there's millions of them. You just don't see them. And you don't see so many hawks eating them. So where do they go when they die?
Well, it's been the same thing. You know, bodies, this is getting a bit scientific here, really, I suppose, but, you know, an animal's body can decompose quite quickly. It's not really the same as a human's, but the majority of animals, when they pass, they will be found by other predators. And
okay.
that I feel, is where that's why you don't see so many of the, if you like, the physical remains. But the physical remains are insignificant to the fact that their spirit will pass back into the world of spirit, and the world of spirit is for every living thing.
That's what I love, and I don't want to get morbid, so we'll talk more about pets, and I'm going to go to the phone lines, pick up a couple of calls, and then we're going to talk more about what we think about pets, especially for the holidays. So I'm going to pick up 303. Unless, Jerry, do you have anything before I pick up some of the callers?
No, far ahead of me. I'm following you.
Okay, great. 303. You always follow me, but I think I follow you sometimes too. 303. You're on with Bonnie and Jerry. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Jerry. This is Ibitar.
Hi, Ibitar. Oh my goodness, Ibitar. How are you?
I'm better. Been a little bit under the weather, but I'm better. How are you?
We are fabulous. While we're talking about pets, and you know this is a talk show, so I'm going to ask you, I know you were listening, what do you think about pets and why they're here and where they go?
From what I understand, you know, I think pets give an individual, you know, a lot of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're companions to a lot of people. And I know that I have a childhood. I had a puppy when I was a little girl, and he's around me. And I had a cat that I had for over 20 years that's on this other side, and she's around me too.
Wow, you don't have an iguana or a snake then?
No, I don't have any pets right now.
Well,
I had a lizard. I had a lizard, though, Bonnie, for a long time when I was a little girl.
And did you love that lizard like you liked the dog and cat?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, well, now it makes sense. I mean, Jerry says they're all the same, and it's just energy, mm-hmm. and I love that. Right, Jerry? I'm not speaking out of turn for you.
No. Every sentient being has a spiritual connection, not just with its own, as in Tigers have had strong connections with tigers in the pack sense, etc. But we are all spirit. Everything is spirit. So therefore, when our physical or earthly life ends, everything that is has that spiritual energy will transcend, will rise back up again into that spiritual energy, whatever you want to call that place. Some people will call it heaven. The labels that we put on, you know, doggy heaven or cat heaven, that's fine. That just helps people to identify. When we lose our animals, sometimes it's actually more traumatic than losing a human.
Absolutely.
People like to be able to still connect with whomever has passed over. So to connect with their animals, they like to think, oh, it's in doggy heaven or it's in cat heaven. You know, it just helps to identify. That's all it is. It's a label. It's just a label, Bonnie.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to send that iguana if he gets one, and I'm going to send it a lot of love, and we'll see him in iguana heaven. But I can't get over some. I mean, I did have a couple animals that were like a turtle. Lauren had a turtle until I found out it was a snapping turtle. But anyway, so Ivatar, how can Jerry and I help you?
Jerry's voice is not as clear as yours for some reason. I'm really kind of have to really pay attention to make out what he's saying. I can hear him, but his voice is not coming through as clear as yours.
Okay, well, Jerry, can you think you could speak up?
I can adjust my microphone. Is that any better?
I'll let you know as we go along, we're talking. But Jerry, I wanted to call in today because the last time we spoke, we were talking about me activating the grids in Arizona, and you had mentioned that particular grid would have to be activated. I don't know exactly to what country, but it would have had to be activated, you know, along the lines to another country. But
okay.
What I wanted to talk to you about today was that get a little bit more clarity on that, and then Arizona, California, New York, and Canada are like these three, like, you know, major areas where I need to activate these grids. And I did get the downloads for all these particular areas, but I wanted to see if you could tap in on those particular areas that I mentioned.
Right.
California,
firstly,
Canada.
I've adjusted the microphone, so can you hear me a bit better now?
Yeah, a little better, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. You need to be looking for ley lines. You also need to look at maps that give you places that are on either the same latitude or longitude. It gets a bit technical, I know, but it's the ley line energies that you need to be looking for. And you can actually douse those. If you had a world map in front of you and you had a pendulum, you could actually douse the ley line connections. So you'd find that for yourself.
Okay, so I could find that area from Arizona to whatever country myself through that particular map.
Absolutely. My guide is showing me is working with a pendulum, because the pendulum, as you're dowsing, depending on obviously which way for you a pendulum would work.
Mm-hmm.
For me, for example, if it goes clockwise, that's my yes indication. So as I would douse across a map, I would watch for the pendulum, and as soon as it started to change away from the yes, I'd know I'd moved off a line. So, I mean, that's how I, in the past, have tracked missing people and missing animals. Mm. I've used a pendulum to track the energy. I would suggest you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
oh,
so
I
what
love
would,
that.
So what may you be picking up? Because I've, like I said, these downloads is really that I received from Canada, California, and New York, as well as Arizona. You know, I know that it has to do with sacred geometry, and I know it has to do with me activating the grids in those areas. specific areas in those particular states and in Canada. So I wanted to see what you may be picking up in reference to that.
What you're going to be working with mainly is the symbols of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And the symbols, and I'm going to have to say this, making sure I'm going to say it properly, the symbols of a rhombus, not a square, it's a rhombus. So those are a 4-point and a 3-point energy. And you're going to find that those are your connecting points, wherever you track the energies to. Bear in mind also that until the 25th of December, the 8-year cycle that's been in place, which has been quite a disruptive cycle, doesn't draw to a close. And after that time, we go into a 5-year cycle when your energy should start to grow, and you'll find that you can track these downloads a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. I think what she's trying, what I'm picking up, Jerry, is she's trying to ask, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is what I feel the energies from her is coming. What you want to know, and maybe I might just be reading you, but you want to know from Jerry, and I don't think I think what he's telling you is, I think the answer is in his answer. You're asking if you're activating these, and if he sees that they're activated. Am I right?
No.
Okay.
They're not activated yet. Even the one in Arizona is not activated yet. And I do know that I don't have to physically be at all these places to activate them. No, but basically what I was asking him, because, you know, his guides and my guides, they're able to tune in terms of, like, and not even necessarily the next step, but the information that will sort of trigger, you know, this memory. See, what I'm doing, I know that this is not something that, you know, I don't know how to do. It's not that I don't know how to do it, but we're in a three-dimensional world. We deal with, you know, our brains and our minds and our egos and so forth. But this work is not done on a linear, you know, brain, you know, this is not something that I have to brain. You know, it's not a brainiac kind of thing. It's in a whole different dimension. You know,
it's not linear.
I hear what you're saying.
But the answer to the question is, as you said quite rightly, it is not a brain, it's not a logic. You have to wait. What you're waiting for is a signal. What you haven't had yet is that signal. And what I'm saying is that the signal will not be given until at least we have passed the 25th of December.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
What? Am I hearing double?
Yeah, you're echoing now, Bonnie.
All right. Let me take you off. Okay, Jerry, can you talk to me?
Me?
Yeah, sure, I can talk to you. What would you like to talk
about?
Am I echoing?
I hear myself again. I wonder if everybody else hears this echo. But I'm gonna put Ibitar on, and we can move on. But Ibitar, I think I think you need to get a hold of Jerry, because I think he really would love you to. I can feel the magazine being told. Because yours is such a different skill set, and we'd love, I'm sure Jerry would absolutely love to have you write about it, because it's very crazy. I think a lot of people don't understand what you're doing and how important it is. Okay.
I understand what Jerry is saying about the 25 years, after the December 25th and this cycle that we're coming out of, and I understand what he's telling me about this 5-year cycle that I'm getting ready to go into, and that, you know, everything will flow in a much easier, you know, easier way than it has in the past 8 years. Now, as far as me writing in the magazine, at some point I'm going to do that when I'm being led and guided to do it, but it'll probably be after I publish the second book.
Okay. Do you have a first book published?
No, it'll be published early, probably sometime 2016. But a lot of what I'm, you know, doing, I'm actually physically and esoterically doing. I think I would have to write the book so that I would be able to articulate in a better, in a comprehensive way, you know, in writing about it in the magazine.
Your choice, honey, your choice. I just feel like this would be a great way to even be a breakthrough for people to want to read your book. So think about it before you say no, because if nobody knows what you're writing about and aren't interested in it, then you're not going to get it out to the public. So think about doing this, because it will get you a short article will get you people interested in what you're doing. But I do have to move on, Avatar, but I really suggest you think about it, because I'm hearing that obscurity. And when I hear obscurity, it means nobody's going to know you're out there. And nobody can know you're out there because you have a very different skill set. So let's get out there in the public.
Well, I could actually write about the first part, the first book, but I wouldn't go into, you know, a lot of the things.
You can write about anything. You can write about anything, but you need to get the word out about what you do, how you do it, and why it's needed. So, all right, get a hold of Jerry. You go to the magazine. It's out today. And go to the contact form and get a hold of him, Avatar. This is the way.
Okay.
This is the way. I mean, I'm hearing it. So, all right.
What's
Jerry's last name? Humphreys, Humphreys. And you can get them at Sense, we'll give it at the end of the show, but it's Sense of Knowing, SenseofKnowing, .co.uk.
It's .co.uk.
Yeah, we have it in chat, but Avatar, go to the magazine. It's psychicinsightmagazine.com, and you'll find a contact form there if you can. Okay?
Okay.
It's important. You're welcome. Okay. Have a great day and a wonderful holiday, Avatar.
You too. Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Well, she's just such a sweetheart, but you know what the whole thing is? And I'm going to go to 808 in just a second. But, you know, Jared, the thing is, if people don't understand it, you know, it's only going to be okay for a select few. And I think she could get the word out a lot better about what she's doing if she does some small articles about what she's doing. It gets people interested and their juices flowing. So 808, you're on with Jerry and me if I can get a word in edgewise. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Evie.
Evie?
Yes.
Hi, Evie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. I had a question. I'm trying to get some clarity around my business and having it going in the highest and best direction for me and the earth. And I'm having trouble with the websites and whether there should be two or whether there should be one. And if I have one, I'm just having trouble in deciding the direction. But it's women's health coaching.
Okay.
And
all right,
One of them is more focused around changing women's relationship to chronic illness. But then I had another site more focused on just herbs and supplements. And I'm just having trouble deciding which one to start with or if they should be combined.
Well, I already know, but I'm going to hand you over to Jerry. Jerry, can you get her some clarity?
All right. Yeah, hi there. I love the energies of both. I really can see and feel, Evie, both of those energies working. But this is going to sound like I'm sitting on the fence, and I'm not. They would actually work extremely well if they were combined.
That's what I think.
The problem with websites these days, though, is that they get far too complicated. They get far too many words written down, and people like to be able to navigate easily and quickly. I suggest, my feeling is that from Spirit, that you need to focus on both, but I feel that initially they need to be kept separate.
Okay.
Now, that's why I said it's a bit confusing here, because they're showing me them being combined. But
yeah, I like it.
I get the feeling that people, first of all, need to be able to identify with one or the other. And what people will not want to do is to have to go through pages and pages of hyperlinks or looking at, you know, nav bars or whatever to try and click on what they want. And I feel that initially, for the first 12 months, it's to identify and establish the brands and the products on separate sites, and they will both get plenty of responses and people focusing on them. And then at some later time, possibly after 12 months, you combine the two together. But my feeling is it's the old adage, and it's the word is KISS, K-I-S-S, and it stands for Keep It Simple Stupid. pardon the last word, that's what it means. In other words, it means the easier it is for people to navigate, the more images you have, the less text you have on either or both is brilliant. But Spirit are saying you will find that it's about helping people to identify with one or the other, then merge them together. Job done.
That's funny. That's the sense that I was starting to get. But I'm wondering, so for, I'll build them both up, and eventually I'll connect them. But for now, the immediate future, should I focus more on the more Eastern medicine supplement page, or should I focus more on the women's health coaching, or should I kind of just
coaching, so I feel, is the one you should prioritize first.
Okay.
I feel that the content of that will actually have a greater impact at this moment, and certainly over the next year, because my guide then just whisked me through to the end of 2016, more than the Eastern medicine side, because that would need a completely, I feel, fresh approach, which I'm sure that you have, but I feel that you would need to investigate it more. I feel you have a little bit more research to do on that side of it. But the first one, bang, no, I would go straight in and dive into that one first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel it's perfect. I mean, I saw exactly what Jerry was saying. Eventually it'll combine, because I see two pages in one place, and maybe more than two pages, but I see two of your different websites combined into one, but later, because what you're trying to do is, like, I keep feeling like, Jared, that if she combines them right now, which is probably why you're saying no, people are going to think you're selling something and they won't go to the other page. And people think you're going to the other, if you combine them.
Exactly.
People who don't want to be buying anything will think, oh, you're just trying to sell me something. And people who think you're selling them are thinking that you're trying to get them into something else health-wise. So I totally see where this is going and where it's going in the future. And it's a great, great, great thing. So get on it, girl.
Great. Thank you so much. So I'm going to focus on the women's health coaching, but still put a little more time into the supplement page too, but I'll put more energy into the women's for now. So thank you so much. That is so helpful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're so welcome. Call us back. And wait, you know what, Jerry? This would be great for the magazine. I know I have the best callers. I always have them. They're fabulous. But this would be
I wanted to say to Evie, please get in touch. I know we're going to give out the details at the end of the show, but go to the magazine website, fill out the contact form at the end. If you're still listening, get in touch with me. I'd like you to write an article for the next issue of my magazine, please.
Oh, my God, I would love that. Thank you.
Okay, remember,
well, please make
psychic.
Sure you get...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
Well, go ahead and tell her. It came out today, the fourth edition. PsychicInsightMagazine.com, all one word, and you'll be surprised who's in there. But take a look at the magazine. It's fabulous. And I know Jerry wants you to write. That's why I could feel it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
not
a great
that,
day.
It'll give you a bit of free advertising as well, Evie. So I'm always up for promoting people. You know, I know that with you
wonderful.
At the moment, finances are tight, and I always say, right, you know, let's give people a bit of a push in the right direction if it helps. So please get in touch, and we'll communicate via email at some point.
That's so wonderful. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Right, bye-bye. I just don't want people to think I'm coughing in their ear. My asthma is terrible for the last 3 weeks, and I never had asthma before, so I don't want to even give it a name, but my something is worse than the last 3 weeks. So I'm trying
really
hard.
Well, we know why that is, don't we? We know why that is.
Why?
Who do you need to communicate with, or who do you feel is not listening to what you're telling them?
Everybody.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Everybody. What are
no,
you kidding?
We talked about this before.
I know. I've got to get focused.
You're finding it hard because you feel that you're not getting your energy out there, and it's like you have so much to say but you can't say it, and everything gets blocked, and then you seem to. It's like you feel you've been stopped from speaking, or. If you were to say something, people are just going to go, what? No, not listening to you. Talk to the hand, the ears aren't listening. You know, it's like, and then you get frustrated. That's when asthma occurs, in my opinion.
Okay, well, you know what? You and I need to suggest. You know what? You need to call me. First of all, I wanted to talk to you, but you hadn't called me. So we need an appointment so that you can call me. But no, I'm going to get the next caller because I know they're excited to talk to you. Jared, think of a time. Because I have to leave right after the show. I'm going to go get Ron Cole. He's doing an astrological update, actually, on Arthur. So, tomorrow, I'm not going to be home. I'm not going to be home. Probably weekend. But if you let me know, let's talk, because I need to get rid of this asthma. But 928, you are on with Jerry and me. 928, hi.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Jerry. It's Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Jerry, I'm not going to say anything because this is a fabulous girl who has a lot of talents. And she's an amazing – I haven't talked to her in so long. And she just started showing back up, Maggie. So the cool news – I don't know if you know what Maggie does. Maggie, for me, way back, reads trees.
Wow.
Yeah, so go ahead, Maggie. I know
you love it.
Tree card. Well, yeah. I mean tree card.
Yeah, I've heard of those. I've seen them.
Yeah,
and
remember, Jerry,
I wrote an
uh-huh. article for your magazine on UFOs.
You did. You did indeed. And why didn't you write me another one for this issue? That's all I want to know.
Oh, what would you like it on?
Anything you can do, because you're like kind of every, you have a talent in every, you do pranic tube, you do, the tree cards are so amazing. Like every month you could pick a tree and do. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't do it on your tree card.
Oh, that's a good idea. You're just full of ideas, Bonnie.
Well, I'm full of them for everybody else. Of course, my brain goes like kaflooky when I have to think of myself. But I know that you – did you want to give any insight on what we were talking about, Maggie, which you said you could talk to this gentleman forever?
Oh, I was really intrigued with the previous conversations you guys were having on animals.
You got anything
to add? I love
animals. I know you do.
I was chatting with Candy in the chat room, and I was telling her about this one incident when I was walking with my dog Wolfgang in this little, tiny little forest. It's over by the dog park where I live, and I swear that this area is like a vortex or something. I live in Arizona, and there's lots of vortexes all over the place here.
And we were walking by ourselves, and I always have Wolfgang off leash, and there was this animal that I could not identify. It was the strangest thing. It was about 4 feet high, and it took one look at Wolfgang and started running, and it had the color and the fur of like a fawn with little white spots on it, but it had a really long neck, almost like, you know, the length of a horse's neck, and it was just the weirdest animal, and it took off running, and Wolfgang took off after it, and it got to this one area, and it just disappeared into thin air. And the look on my dog's face was precious. It was just like, what the? It was so funny. And so I'm wondering, that incident and a lot of other incidents with animals, like when I was living by myself in upstate New York, constantly I would have animals come to me, like birds. And this one bird, one time I was feeling particularly lonely and feeling sorry for myself, you know, stuck on that vibe. Mm-hmm. And the snake and this bird came out, and usually the snake would run away or like slither away when I saw it. But this time it just stayed there. And then there was a bird there too. And this bird was like chirp, 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 like in my face. It like flew to a bush and it was like less than 10 inches from my face. And it was just like squawking and squawking and squawking. And so like I went over to the snake and I was kind of like, you know, feeling it out. And the snake was like telling me, I'm your friend. I'm here for you anytime. And the bird was like in my face too. And I kind of got the same message from the bird. And so then I'm wondering, do other entities, not in the flesh on this planet, do other entities like take on the body of an animal to express themselves through that animal? Because more than, and I've like been in like a similar situation when I had this bluebird flew right up to me within like a foot from my face, and it was hovering like a hummingbird does.
Wow.
It was like hovering, and bluebirds don't fly like that. And
no.
Its message was, I'm a bluebird of happiness. Cheer up, cheer up. And so I'm wondering, you know, what's going on? And I've also seen my dog look at me, and I swear it wasn't him. I swear it was like some other entity, consciousness in him watching me. And I'm wondering what kind of insight you have about animals and this capacity for them to take on other beings. Is this like my imagination, or is this going on, or what's your insight?
Have you ever heard of a trance medium before now?
Yes.
Have you heard of a transconfiguration medium?
Transconfiguration?
I have not.
Right.
They're very rare.
That is where a trance medium is what it says. It's when a medium will go into that real deep meditative state. And when they speak, they can bring through the voice of whomever they are channeling. A transfiguration medium will literally take on the physical appearance of spirit energy that is trying to communicate through them. So therefore, if humans can do it, hey, why not animals? Now, firstly, the animal that you met in that woodland area with Wolfgang, I immediately felt that ground is very old. I also felt that somewhere, either near to it or within that space, there was a very ancient burial ground. The animal that you saw was not what I would call a real animal. It was a spirit animal, hence why it disappeared. It was a throwback. You were picking up on what we call residual energy. Mm-hmm. There were layers of energy in that particular place, and you were seeing through them. Wolfgang, because he doesn't have to worry about human logic or anything like that, was going, I can see you. I mean, you could see it as clear as day, but he obviously felt, hey, you're another animal. What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. That's why he chased. Natural instinct to chase something that might have been threatening towards you, maybe. But that was a spirit animal. That's why it disappeared. But that ground, very old, residual energy, you were picking up on a layer of time, which was absolutely fascinating. Now, the snake and the bird. The snake, if I was working with my Native American animal cards, then the snake is very significant because the snake is a very powerful healer. It's the Kundalini energy. It's about transmutation. There's that turning things into something else again. Very strong healing energy. The birds singing to you. See, these animals obviously feel that you are also an animal communicator. Their spirits are trying to talk to you. So, and the blue bird, or the blue color, healing again. You see, that's the link with the snake. You have this healing energy that animals are attracted to. Therefore, they want to communicate with you. Animals are going to get drawn to you no matter what they are. It could be a cricket, it could be a toad, it could be anything. Animals will link with you because you have a natural ability to communicate and heal. So, hey, you know, who knows what animal is going to try and talk to you next?
Wow.
Well, listen, Maggie, just don't pet the cricket. I mean, I'm just not going to love that because, you know, it's the same thing as the iguana, the kid wanting to get the iguana. Like, you know, now I know what kind of personality he had. Because they say the people that get pets, Jerry, it shows their personality. So what personality could be somebody who wants an iguana?
Hmm.
Like a sterile one, maybe. But, yeah. I mean, go ahead, Maggie. This is about you and not about that. But I always make it about my family. Go ahead, Maggie.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think you're right about that ground, Jerry, because I had been, this was probably last spring or last summer when I was talking with Bonnie and Susan Z. Mm-hmm. And they had told me a lot of stuff that was like a puzzle pieces gifted to me from them. And I had been walking in the same area with my dog, and he got me off the path, and I was walking, and I stepped, and as soon as I stepped down, I knew I had just missed stepping on a snake. And I looked down, and sure enough, an inch from my foot was this big old long snake, but it was partially buried in the leaves, and I could not see how long it was. And I just kind of like backed off and thought, whoa, am I glad I did not step on that. And then Wolfgang saw a lizard and took off after the lizard, which was in front of the snake. The snake took off, and when Wolfgang cut off the snake came to a dead stop, and it turned around and it shot backwards exactly the opposite direction, which was between my legs. And it zipped through my legs, and it was so fast, I could barely even see it. And the way I knew it was between my legs was because as it went through, it was like it took its tail and just like the lightest little flick on the inside of my knee is all I felt when it went by. And when I turned around and looked at it, that thing was huge. It must have been like 7 or 8 feet long. Because then it went to a tree, and it literally climbed up this tree. And that's how long I knew it was. It took them a long time to climb up that tree, but that thing was huge. And my impression of the incident was that this snake was verifying the reading that I had gotten from Bonnie and Susan Z the day before.
Wow. I don't remember that reading, yeah. Maggie, because, you know, spirit, once they go through me, I barely know my name. So when I do a reading, it's like gone afterwards because it's not my information. But
it was the reading when I was in Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Spirit brings me pieces of what they said, but it wasn't me who said it. So when I'm doing a reading, I'm halfway in a trance, as Jerry will tell you. And it's not me. It's being downloaded. So I don't, but the people that I give readings to remember, but I don't. And Spirit will bring me about your brother. Spirits will bring me pieces of things, but they're not going to bring me your reading because it was them that gave it to you, if you know what I mean.
Right. Right. But so. I thought an interesting fact was I looked up later what that snake was. And because it was so fast, it was like enormous, and it was white with yellow stripes on it. And I looked it up, and they called it a king snake. And they said the king snakes eat rattlers, and they were extremely fast. So that was like a good snake.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all.
Because all I could think of is snake. I think I would scream a bloody murder, and hopefully it didn't find me. I mean, I'd be like, well, who has snakes? I mean, people do
have
snakes.
Oh, snakes are cool. Snakes are
very
cool. Oh,
my God.
They're misunderstood.
Well, I guess so. I'll tell you what, Maggie, you can have all of them. I won't give you the snake energy because Jerry says that's good. And I like the Kundalini energy. But I don't want a snake in my home, near me or anything else. So my dad was very petrified of snakes and almost cost me a divorce because when I first got married, and I know nobody really wants to hear this and I need to move on, but when I first got married, I took my dad, who was my best friend here on this earth plane, and now he has left me and I will never forgive him. He's definitely afraid of snakes. So my husband, meaning I married a Florida boy, even though he was born in Rhode Island, he said, oh, I want to take you to the springs. And I thought, oh, I'm cool. I'm from Philadelphia. We never have springs. But, you know, I could do this. I'll be like, you know, hey. And my dad saw a snake, and he ran so fast the other way, and I ran after my dad, and I didn't run after my husband. So at the time, I was just married a few days. I mean, I don't even know how long I was married. And he got very angry that I went with my father and not with him. So snakes are not my favorite. Now, I have to tell you that story, and I see Jerry just shaking his head going, oh, God, why? I hear you, Jerry.
It's so funny.
Uh-huh. So that's why I'm not a snake lover, and you can have them.
Okay.
Are you with us, Jer?
I think that everybody who's listening to your show should now send you a photograph either of iguanas or snakes.
No, no, no. I will send it back gratefully, though.
Everybody who's tuning in to listen to the show right now, please, 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 would you send Bonnie pictures of snakes and iguanas? She'd love it. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jerry. Well, is there anything else? Thank you, Jer, so much. I love you. You know I do. But everyone,
don't say
if
that
you can
through
please...
gritted. I saw you saying that through gritted teeth. Do you mind?
If you can please refrain, just do it in your mind, sending me pictures of that, because that's not something I'm going to want to look at. But I love you and love and light. I'll accept all of them. But please, just in your mind. All right. Well, is there anything else, Maggie, you want to ask Jerry? Because Jerry is a plethora of information, and he is a pet communicator. I want to know what
Do you have any tips for communicating? Basically, all I do is just try to go blank, and I just pick up on what I feel. Is that how you do it?
I like that all the time. Now, animal communication is very different from being what is a pet psychic. When people ask me to do a communication, I literally will sit and have a conversation with whichever animal they're asking me to communicate with. Generally, I like to work from a photograph. I have to do a 10-minute pre-link with the animal to make sure that that they are willing to communicate, because sometimes they just turn around and say, I don't want to talk to you, and that's the end of it. There's nothing I can do about it then. So there's then I have a 20-minute link with the animal, so I can literally talk to them. They give me answers, and then I can feed that back to the person who's asked. It's not the same as just tuning in like a pet psychic. That's different.
Okay. And how do you know that you're actually getting the animal and it's not your own thoughts?
Because during the 10-minute pre-conversation, if you like, that I will do, I will feed that back to the person and say, this is what the animal's telling me. Now, when the person comes back and says, yeah, that's right, I can verify that, then I'll say, fine, thank you very much. Now I'll do the full communication.
Okay. And so it's just basically trial by error. Did you teach yourself to do this?
No, I actually learned. I did go to study with possibly Europe's leading animal communicator, who's based here in the UK. I attended two of his courses initially. Fortunately, I then lost contact with him. But the next step, which my guides taught me, actually took me to a slightly different level. So I was always very grateful that I was studying with this guy first. But then my guide stepped in and said, right, we're going to take you on a slightly different path. So the way that I work with animal communication is not necessarily the same that others might do.
So yours is custom tailored to suit you.
Yeah, I'm a custom-built man. That's me. I always the problem is I always throw out the rule book. This is what I'm fortunately or unfortunately, depends how you look at it. This is what I'm known for. I don't stick to the rule book. I never have done. I think rule books are written for other people. I chuck them out. If my guides can't teach me, then nobody can. Simple.
Oh, that's exactly
me,
what
me.
I think. Yeah.
Yes, you write your own rules.
Well, let me ask you a question, Maggie. Do you have a tree for Jerry? Do you know to come to our show with your tree cards? You do know that.
I'm gonna have to come on and do a segment with you soon.
Yes. But, you know, do you feel like what tree Jerry is? Don't tell me he's a willow like me, because everybody on the show you've brought me a willow tree for. But maybe he is. We're all willows.
I'm feeling this one tree, but I'm not sure where it what it is. It's very odd. I'd have to look it up. I couldn't tell you right off hand right now.
Is it an elm tree?
It might be an oak tree.
I should be an oak tree. I'm an oak tree. That's me.
Okay. You're very, very powerful, very mighty, and very revered.
I do revere him. He is my go-to guy. So, yes, he is very revered. I always call him my Dumbledore, and he doesn't like it, but I do call him it because that Dumbledore gives everybody the, you know, immediately what Jerry does. And that's why I use that language. But I don't know. I'm feeling an elm. I need you to look up the elm tree.
Oh, okay. I don't have my cards with me right now, but we can get together on this.
Okay. Look it up. And when Jerry comes back, which would be after the new year, we want to talk about that. I want to leave some time to talk about it. And I will answer 516 year next. But I've got to tell you that, you know, in the next 14 days, I'm going to be gone. So you've got a month to figure out your trees, and you got a month to look out the elm. You can actually write Jerry if you do get the elm tree with him, or whatever you get. You can send your contact. You know, go through the magazine, send him what tree he is, because I feel ELM. I mean, they're just coming up with this, and I'm not a tree person, so. If you look it up for me, that would help me, Maggie. And yes, you're coming back to read your tree cards. And I think you just told Jerry what you need to do in the next magazine issue, because very few people do tree cards. And you could go through your tree cards and tell everybody, you know, every issue what tree card, you know, do another tree card or a reading spread for that month.
That's a great idea. And so, Jerry, do you publish monthly or bi-monthly or tri-monthly?
No, it's every. The next one will be out in March now.
March
of 2016.
So every 3 months, then you publish. So I should do like three cards.
That'll be good.
All right.
Okay,
sounds
we'll
good.
Get
I'll
a hold of
him. In touch with you guys. Okay, big love
right.
to you both. Thank you. Talk with you
love
soon.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Maggie. Bye-bye.
Love,
oh, my
bye.
God. She's,
bye.
You know, she does the pranic tube. I can't even tell you. People, you know, if you hear Maggie's story, and she wrote a book, you know, she's an author. So she wrote the book of what happened, and she cleared off this property. I mean, so many people that call in are earthly stewards. It's amazing what, you know, they have to do for this earth. It's amazing that they call on my show because, you know, I'm not a steward of any earthly stuff. But 516, you are on with Jerry and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. My name is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm okay. First time listener to your show. I'm traveling for work today, so I decided to call in. I'm just wondering, every time I call a show where there are mediums that are very, very skilled at what they do, it's always an empty slate. Nobody ever comes through to talk to me. Why is that?
Well, you know, we both could give you the answer to that. But who are you looking for? Maybe Jerry, if we can find him, we will. But you want to hear something? I mean, when you put up those blocks, the problem is if you want to find somebody that badly, you know, and you say that nobody can find them, either one is, and this is what, I mean, I'm going to let Jerry answer the next question because we most likely we might find them. But one is sometimes the people you're looking for, that's not who's going to come through for you. But if you tell us who you're looking for, or, you know, see if Jerry can find them or I can find them. But the thing is that one is if you put blocks up that nobody can find them, the blocks stay there. Two is that I feel from you. This is what I'm just saying. What I feel from you is, you desperately want to connect, but I don't know if you want the answers. So when you want to find spirit, be in the place of gracious acceptance is what they're telling me, because for some reason, I don't know who you're looking for, but they're saying to me that even if they come through, they're not sure that you want that you want to actually find them. So if that's making sense to you, great. If it's not, that's what they're saying. Who are you trying to find?
Well, I never am ever looking to speak with anyone. I think that every time someone has passed, I've had the opportunity to kind of say goodbye and say what I need to say. Although I would like to hear from my he's not even my blood uncle, but he was like a second father to me, and he passed away of cancer when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And it would be great to say hello to him. But he doesn't come around except every once in a blue when I have a drink. So.
Oh, he does come around. Jerry, I'm going to give you a few seconds. But he does come around, first of all. Just because you don't think you feel him, I don't think that you're right. I do feel that you do know he's around. I just think that you've got expectations that maybe you're looking for something. They're showing me the opposite of what he's doing. So if he's coming to you, and let's say you find, and I'm just going to use this example, but you find like bobby pins or pennies on the floor somewhere, it should remind you of him. And what you're looking for is a totally different message. So he absolutely is around you. In fact, I feel that he said he was more than a father to you. So I'm assuming he had a good sense of humor. Did he have a good sense of humor?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because he's saying, what do you mean father? I was more than a father to her. So I feel what he's saying is, and that's probably why he said to me, if you want to find him, you might not love the answers that he gives you. Because he really looks at your life. And I'm going to hand you over to Jerry in a second. But he looks at your life, honey, and he wants to make all the – he's looking at some things he loves and some things he doesn't, some things he wants you to do and some things he doesn't. And so when he feels when you're at a crossroads and you know that he wouldn't have approved or agreed with what you do, you kind of shut him out. And that's why he's saying she's not always ready for the answers that I'm going to tell her. And that would sound like a father figure to me. But he's very proud of you, and he says that you're not really on your life path yet, and but you're going to be there soon. So I'm not sure what you do for a career or what you do in life, but he kind of feels like you're floundering a little. And Jerry, are you picking anything more up here?
Yeah, loads. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to share it?
Yeah. Because I want to, you've got to know he's there, but go ahead.
First of all, you have to understand, Tracy, that when for me, when I'm given messages from spirit, they might not mean anything to you immediately. You might have to just hold on to them and then go away, and then somewhere the answer will come to you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. I have two names that I was given immediately. One is William or Bill. The other one was Marsha. And I don't know who these people are, but can you connect with either name, please?
William is my husband and my son. Both of them are William.
Marcia,
I don't know a Marcia.
Right, but can you hold the name because it's relevant?
Absolutely.
I also heard that if it's not you, it's somebody close to you who is not very good with money.
Yeah, okay, there's a few people that could be.
But why do I feel it's around you? Why do I feel that when something is needed, it's like you can't be shaken off going to buy it?
I'm not sure.
Because I've got the same spirit energy with me as obviously as Bonnie has, and I'm actually hearing the same things. It's like there are times I need her to listen, but she can't hear me. There are times when I want to be able to give guidance, but she's not listening. And it's like sometimes you get blinkers on and nobody can shake you off the path that you're on. And it's just very difficult for this lovely man to be able to get through. The other thing was that when I was tuning in and asking Spirit if he could step forward, I actually got a very sharp pain in the left side of my head. So either somebody with him in spirit passed with what I would call a head trauma, or on this earth plane there's somebody who can have quite sharp headaches or migraines.
Could it be him?
Could be.
Oh, yes.
That would make sense if it were him.
Good. Thank you. He said, obviously he heard what you said at the beginning, which was that whenever you try to connect with him, you failed in the past, and I agree with what Bonnie said, that in order to bring somebody through, you need to be in the right place and the right space. And it's like before you ring into a show like Bonnie's, you need to ask that Spirit is present for you so that you can connect. Unfortunately, mediumship is not something we're always switched on, but we can't always demand that a spirit energy come through. But
yeah.
The love this man had for you and still has for you is so strong, it's like, whoosh, he connected with Bonnie absolutely immediately.
Yeah.
But he needs you to slow down, and I'm not sure whether he means you need to slow down when you're driving or just slow down life in general, but he just wants you to slow down a bit.
That makes sense. Okay.
Good. Lovely.
Well,
Bonnie.
I hope that you realize now that he is with you. He is never, never far. His love for you is amazingly strong, and he feels that you know that, and you can connect with him too, but that you, again, the message is that you don't always want to hear what he has to say. So, and that would seem like a father to me. So I am going to tell you you're blessed to have such a wonderful spirit, and I hope that unless you want to ask him a question that Jerry and I can actually ask him, I think you know that your spirits are around you, or your family actually is around you.
Thanks. Maybe you can ask him if he's disappointed that we've lost touch with his son.
Shall I answer that, Bonnie?
Yes, please.
If he was still here on Earth, my lovely, he would say, yeah, it's a shame, because he didn't really like falling out with anybody. He didn't like losing contact with anybody. He was a very open, chatty sort of person. He just loved to talk. However, he understands in spirit that everything happens for a reason. So he's saying to you that, hey, at the moment, if that contact's not there, it's not there for a purpose. If it's meant to come back, it will do. And you won't have to go seeking it out. It will come to you. So at this moment, he's saying, why are you worrying? Don't worry. You should be worried about other things, not worried about that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you guys so much. This was really nice.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays, honey, and we hope you listen in. I'm going to be gone for months, but please tune in. And you know what? Guides, spirits, your family, everyone, you're a wonderful soul. I can feel it. You're bubbly. You're light. you're kind of scattered like me, so I love it. But but I can tell you, you are gonna you're in. They're saying 2016 is gonna be a hell of a year for you. So I'm glad about that, because they're not like somber. They're actually saying that there's gonna be a lot of changes and happiness for you. And I am really glad and blessed that I have people and listeners like you. So please call back. Okay.
Wow, yes, thank you. Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, and drive safely.
You too. I will.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Jer, I want to save these last 10 minutes. And in fact, I'll let Candy in a second come in. I think she had some pet questions. But I just want everybody to know this is Jerry Humphreys. He is a fabulous, awesome, magnificent, crazy, wonderful, awesome psychic medium from the UK. He does this for a living. He does everything and with everything. He's the list of what he does is on his website. So please see Jerry or go to the magazine that came out today. So give it a big plug again. Jerry, please tell us about them. Just tell us which the magazine. Give the magazine a plug, which is PsychicInsightMagazine.com. I'm loving this issue. I can't wait to open it up because there's a surprise inside for all my listeners and for my chatters and callers. But, Jerry, tell us, you now you've done four. Which has been your fave?
All of them. And I'm not just saying that because every issue is a very interesting challenge, because usually, up until about 2 to 3 weeks before it's due to be published, I never have a clue what I'm supposed to be doing. Every 2 to 3 weeks before the magazine is due to be published, I have to sit and know that my guides will bring through what needs to be done. And they do. Every single day. I mean, I'm surprised every single time, because suddenly it's like they turn the tap on and that design, publishing, getting it all together energy suddenly starts to flow like water. So I love every single one because everything is always different. It's never the same.
I love it, Jerry. And I love her. You know, people always love to hear you because you bring through so many different talents. And I know I've asked you this before, and you probably aren't going to answer me. You're going to say the same thing. I love everything. But when you look at your psychic mediumship abilities, your teaching abilities, and all the pet abilities, your magazine and CEO abilities, tell me what you, and your Reiki, actually, you're a great healer. What do you do the most of? And what would you say, everybody wants the most from you?
Readings.
Yeah.
Psychic readings is what the psychic reading side is. Something I do every day, and I mean virtually every day. That is the thing that is, because people either need reassurance, insight, clarity, or empowerment. Readings are always, as you know, are about empowerment. So the majority of what I do is readings. The thing I get the most passion from is teaching. The thing I get the most passion from is probably teaching Reiki.
Wow, which is healing, helping people heal all over the world.
I just love that. I just love it. That's, you know.
I wish I could take it, but you want me there, and I can't because I'm not in Europe.
Can I just give you a very quick example?
Yes, of course.
I have a client who I speak to on a weekly basis for counseling,
uh-huh.
And for some time this person has not been able to see their way forwards, but more importantly, to emotionally connect with another human. So I said, you know what, the best thing for you to do is to be attuned to Reiki. So they came to me about a month ago now, and I did the level one attunement. Since that time, and they said to me today, in fact, I can't understand what's going on. I connected with this really lovely lady who is a nurse, And it's, I don't understand. I said, hang on a minute. What did you do a month ago that you haven't done in the last 4 years? What's different? He said, ah, I had the Reiki. I said, right. What does Reiki mean? He said, universal life energy. I said, right. So what are you now doing now that you weren't doing before? He said, ah, I'm tapping into the universal consciousness.
I love that.
Nothing is impossible if you're in the right space. And this person has almost healed in a month what he could not heal in 4 years.
Oh, that's so magnificent, Jerry. I am so happy that you told us that story because I know what a great healer and what a great teacher you are. I know you also tell everybody about your website because that's where they can reach you, actually, for readings and for all the things you have that's Jerry. So please tell them how to get a hold of you.
The main website that you can find me on is senseofknowing.co.uk, and if you're in chat or in the chat room, you'll see that Candice has very kindly put that up on the screen for you. So it's senseofknowing.co.uk. There is a contact form on the last page of the site if you have any questions or you want to book a reading or you just want to know a little bit more about Reiki or spiritual development. You can send me a message through that contact form that's on my website.
Well, Jerry,
you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely Facebook, and I think you Twittered me. So, or maybe you didn't tweeted me or whatever that is. But we have the last 3 minutes, and I do want Candy to come in. Candy, I know you're in there and you want to ask a question. You've got some pet issues, and since pets were, like, I know it's not about Percy, but you've got some pet issues. So if you'd like to just, mm-hmm. You got 3 minutes. Girlfriend, go.
Okay, the first thing is my 3-year-old Calico. She has been coming around and been wanting to be talked to me and be petted and things, and that's not her. Can you tell what's going on with her?
Yeah, she's picking up on some sort of insecurity.
Okay.
What are you feeling insecure about?
Oh, my husband.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe ask Jerry.
So
yeah.
She's trying to give you reassurance.
Okay. And then puppy Dottie, you've seen her before. You've read her aura and everything. Since June, we've been having to take her to the doctor because she gets these open sores on herself, and they go away after so long with the medicine, and then like weeks or later, they come back. What is he missing?
Has she been tested for food allergy?
Okay. I know she has food allergies, yes.
That's what I reckon it is. It's something in the food.
Something in her food. Okay.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Good, good. At least it gives you something to look for because you were always saying about food allergies.
Mm-hmm. I've told Bunny I think it's food allergies. He's just not doing something right. So
that's what I reckon it is. When's the last? Did she have some bloods taken recently?
In June.
Yeah, I just feel that I still keep being pointed to food.
Okay. Because, you know, she's going downhill. She's getting slower and sleeping more and... I know it's not time yet, but I believe it's soon.
You know my answer to that, my lovely. Whenever it is,
mm-hmm.
She will pass quietly and peacefully.
Yes.
But it's not quite yet.
Yep.
That's what I said.
That's what I keep telling. Yeah, saying that.
Yeah.
She still has a lot. She still loves to cuddle with her daddy on the sofa and. She doesn't hear him like she did before when he comes home, but when she does know he's home, her little butt gets going. And I mean, she's still there. She's got a lot of love for us, and she hasn't told me it's time yet, so
well, listen,
I think
we
she's
have
just
a...
going to go to sleep. Thank you.
We have
You're
a
welcome.
Minute left. Mm-hmm. We have a minute left. I love you, Jerry, always. Thank you for being such an intricate and wonderful part of our show. I will see you on this show next year, Jer. So do you believe it?
Next year.
Next year. Happy New Year. year and many happy holidays. I send my love and joy to the UK and to all of your family, and I know you and I will talk personally, but for everyone, Jerry will be back with us next year. So, Jerry, thank you for being such a big part of 2015 and a great new big part in 2016. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. It was, you know, it's been such a fabulous blessing and opportunity that you've given me to be able to be a part of the show, and I don't say that lightly. That's from the heart, because I just, you know, it's such a lovely energy. So roll on 2016 and we'll do it all over again.
Yay! All right, we're off the air. Everyone, I will see and talk to you tomorrow in our normal time. Bye, Jerry. Bye, Candy. Mwah! To everyone.